It's time now for a house call from our resident health and wellness expert, Dr. Tracy Linhart from Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center. Call now for questions for the doctor, 1-855-265-2929. Now here's Pete O'Shea and Dr. Tracy.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Thanks so much for being here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show on your neighborhood inspiration station, AM 1110 WTIS. I'm your buddy Pete O'Shea. I got Tom Connolly here with me and Kathy Curtis on the board because we're live today on remote at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. That's right, we're here at Doc Linhart's place. We're here hanging out. We got a whole group of people here too. Say hi, everybody. I know you guys couldn't hear them, but they're there. You're just going to have to trust me on this. There's like at least, there's like dozens of people here. Well, maybe there's like eight, actually. Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center. Today at 6, we're going to do the seminar on diabetes, so you can come and join us. There's still time for you to jump in the car right now and run over. 1120 Belcher Road South in Largo, 33771, between East Bay and Olmerton. And don't worry about it. We've already done the testosterone thing. My pants are back on now, Doc.
I am so thankful for that.
That's the third time now you had to do pellets and spend quality time with my tuchus. How'd that
I
go
know.
For you?
Yeah, it's getting to be a relationship now.
All right. Now, tonight's seminar is going to be on diabetes, right?
Yeah, we're doing diabetes tonight. It's a very topic dear and near to me.
Right, because you, in fact, were diabetic.
I was diabetic about 8 years ago.
So that was at that time you were an emergency room doctor, right?
Yeah, I was working in the emergency room, working days and nights, and of course the stress and the diet isn't conducive to that. I was also probably drinking down about 2 or 3 pots of coffee a day.
2 or 3 pots of coffee a day?
Yeah, I had a cup of coffee from the time I walked in to the 12 hours after I left.
Because it was like a 16-hour shift we're talking about here, right?
Yeah, the 12-hour
shift. 12-hour shift. So you're just go, 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 and so you're just constantly, you know, caffeining yourself to keep going. You're like mainlining it. So that has a lot to do with it too, doesn't it? If you're drinking that much coffee, you're causing some serious problems, aren't you?
Yeah, large amounts of caffeine can actually increase cortisol, which increases sugar and insulin.
All right, so let's use you and I as the demonstrative models here while we're on the air, because then we're going to talk to everybody here afterwards about it. And again, you can come and join us. So you are an ER doctor. You get diagnosed with diabetes, and their initial idea, which is all there is usually, is to just pump you full of insulin, right?
Well, actually, originally I started on a medication called metformin. So
right.
I started on oral medication and, you know, tried to change diet, you know, and turned around and tried to change some things. The stress is enormous in the emergency room. I was medical director of a large emergency room. So, you know, my lifestyle just wasn't conducive to it. And so I progressed to another medication. So I was on 2 medications. Then I progressed to blood pressure medication. Then I progressed to cholesterol medication. The problem is the medications were making me worse. So they kept on progressing my diabetes.
Slow this down for me a second. The medications were making you worse? Wow. That's what I was going to say to that.
Well, again, some of these medications, what they do is they make your pancreas pump out more insulin. When I learned a little bit about the system, because I would go to every endocrinology lecture I can get my hands on. I would go to the seminars the endocrinologists were going to.
Okay, you got to remember now that it takes me an hour and a half every Sunday night just to watch 60 Minutes. So what is an endocrinologist?
That is a doctor who specializes in hormones.
I knew that. I was just testing her.
So I would go to all of their seminars, and the only thing I was learning was how to put the next drug on the person, what you use next, how to dose it. I wasn't learning much about the actual system as to what was going on.
All right, so again, this is the basis of what medicine usually is anyway. It's just take the next medication. It's protocol medicine based on, and you know you're not going to say this because you're too nice, but I don't care, okay? It's based on the fact that's what the insurance companies will pay. The insurance companies, the AMA, all those people are in cahoots together to just keep flinging medication at us, and you're not really curing the situation. You're dealing with the symptom, but you're not dealing with the underlying cause.
Well, our medical system is designed to treat symptomatology. That's what we're taught. You know, the doctors, that's what we learn. And in order to learn it differently, we have to go outside the box and learn it differently. You know, we have to take the initiative to do that. And what I learned is, you know, I didn't have an insulin problem. I had a resistance to insulin problem. I was making humongous amounts of insulin. Matter of fact, by the time they got me on insulin, I had to go up to over 100 units a day to overcome the resistance.
What's that like, 100 units a day? That sounds like an awful lot to me.
Would kill the average person.
But you were taking that every day, what, by injection?
I was taking that by injection every single day.
Oh my goodness, that don't sound good. All right, so you come to realize this isn't working. This is a vicious cycle. I'm just on a loop and it keeps getting worse and I'm going downward and downward, right? And so basically, in the mindset of what you do now, metabolic or functional medicine, integrative medicine, you pretty much became your own first patient. Is that right? Is that a fair assessment?
I did. I mean, I had a little bit of help along the way, but my epiphany was I was in the dining room with the doctors, you know, my own doctor happened to be in there. Okay. And I was complaining that I was eating 1,200 calories a day and exercising 6 days a week, and I wasn't getting anywhere. I mean, I was gaining weight. And he looked at me and he goes, well, you're on Actos. What do you expect? You haven't gained the 25 pounds my normal patient gains. You've only gained 10. And it was like, excuse me, you tell me to diet and exercise, and now I'm the patient instead of the doctor here, because ER doctors don't deal with this long-term stuff. So you tell me to diet and exercise, and then you give me a drug that makes me gain weight. I said, it didn't make sense to me. So that was my epiphany. So I just kind of said, there's got to be a better way to this. I went cold turkey off of everything, which I do not suggest anybody do.
Okay, but what was that like?
Actually, it wasn't bad, but again, I have the ability to watch everything that's going on. I have my blood tested. I watched it every week. I watched what was happening it was going on.
What's Actos? Is that something you get at a Greek restaurant?
Actos, believe it or not, is a diabetic drug that has been pulled off the market since.
Oh, wow. Okay. So not good.
Yeah. It wasn't considered
great. All right. So then that's when you started to look at this, at integrative or functional medicine, when you started to say, okay, there's got to be, you said you got to think outside the box. You got to find a new way to do this. And that's when you started researching and getting into this kind of medicine. And for yourself and for everybody else, right?
Yeah, I got to train under an amazing endocrinologist called Diane Swartzbain. She's from California, and she actually does functional endocrinology. So she taught me exactly what happens in diabetes from start to finish. What happens when the person is normal, insulin sensitive versus insulin resistant, and that the insulin resistant person has to be treated differently. They have a damaged metabolism. You cannot get them to do the same thing you get a normal patient to do and expect the same results.
Right. So again, you had to first repair your metabolism before you could even look at losing weight or some of the other things that you needed to get done. We first things first. Again, you got to drill down, get to the underlying situ, and let's take care of this metabolism.
Yeah. And by the time this happened, I was over 260 pounds. I was wearing a size 22. I mean, it was frustrating, you know. But again, in that process, not only did I drop the weight, but I turned around and reversed the diabetes. And the difference was I made myself insulin sensitive again. And when you're insulin sensitive, I don't need a 200 insulin level to control my sugar. A 5 works. You know, so my pancreas isn't stressed out so much. Now, there are things I need to do. I watch my labs every 6 months to make sure things don't creep up. And if they do start creeping up because of stress or because, you know, my diet's gone a little bit off from what I normally do, I back it off right away.
But now you don't take any insulin at all, right?
No, I don't take anything for
diabetes. So you went from 100 to zero?
To zero. I take supplements.
All right, but you don't take any insulin whatsoever?
No.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so then you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to go into this practice. I'm going to do this full time. I'm going to make this my life, and I'm going to start Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center, and you're going to practice the same thing on all these wonderful folks and everybody that's come in here that you saw saved yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's so, you know, enjoyable. You start doing things one thing at a time, and you start learning things one thing at a time. I mean, thyroid, I learned because my thyroid went crazy. I turned around and told my doctor I thought my thyroid was low, and she's like, no, your TSH is normal. And so I'm like, okay, I'm losing my eyebrows. I think my thyroid is low. No, your TSH is normal. No, I've lost half my hair almost. Your thyroid is normal. And finally, I'm like, no, I'm wearing socks in July in Florida. My hands are so freezing cold, I think my thyroid is off.
You wear socks on your hands?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
I was wearing gloves and socks.
Okay, because again, you knew. How many people can relate to that? If you're listening right now, you guys here in this room, when you say to the doctor, there's something wrong with me, and they say, no, there's nothing wrong with you. The tests look fine, and you're in the normal range, but you know something was wrong.
Yeah, and that's, you know, again, one of the things we learned. One of the reasons I went into hormones, I went into menopause. Well, the first doctor I had to give me hormones gave me a male dose of testosterone because they thought Tracy was a male when they sent it to the pharmacist.
No way.
I'm not kidding you. I found out that doctor didn't even dose my testosterone. He sent it to the pharmacist, and the pharmacist dosed me. And that pharmacist thought Tracy was a male.
Give me that guy's name and phone number. I'm going to take care of this for
you. So I had a higher testosterone than my husband, which didn't bode well for him.
Yeah, it didn't go well. I can't imagine. I wouldn't want to be around that.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm going to go take a class in hormones.
But this is what I love about you, too. Everything that you see, anything that happens to you or to your patients, you immediately go take a class on it, go to a workshop on it. You go learn. You go get the information, bring it back, and then incorporate it into this practice.
Yeah, one thing I have learned over the years, I go take the class first before I try it on myself because that didn't work for me too well the other way.
Yeah, that's right. But again, you realize that this was the right way to practice medicine.
It is. It is. I tell you what, one thing I will say, integrative and functional medicine has renewed my love for medicine. I mean, in the ER after, you know, almost 20 years, I was getting burned out. It was just the same old, same old. It was became cookbook medicine. They didn't want you to think anymore.
Cookbook medicine. Okay, that protocol. Just do A, B, C, and that's it. Everybody gets treated exactly the same. That's what I was telling everybody here beforehand. That's the not the way you do it now. It's very much individualized.
No, I get to actually, you know, talk to my patients. I get to actually hear what's going on. I get to actually form a plan, and we get to do it together in a lot of cases because not everything's for everybody. You know, I can present what I think should be done, but it may not be right for that particular person.
Wow. And that, and again, it made such a difference in so many people, including me. After we go to break, we're going to talk. I want to share with these guys and everybody listening again the story of what happened the day you and I first, you know, became patient doctor and not just talk show host and guest, because you were a guest or a regular guest on the show for almost a year, and you were trying to convince me every week to come see you. And you kept noticing little things, right? You kept saying, why do you keep rubbing right here? Why do you keep doing that? And I said, I don't know. And you said, because you have acid reflux. And I said, well, if you already knew the answer, why'd you ask the question?
He didn't want to know the answer.
I didn't want to know the answer. And you said, why do you fall asleep every day at 2:30? I'm like, I don't know. And why do you have headaches? And why do you have this? And I was just assuming that I had to live with it that way. I was like, okay, that's just the way it is. And plus, I was telling these guys before, I was a chicken. I didn't want to know. I knew something was wrong. I didn't want to deal with it. So I just thought, kick the can down the road. We'll deal with it later. Because I didn't want to know.
Yeah, and the thing about it is people know, if you find things early, you can fix them. You can reverse them. And that's the whole point of integrative functional medicine. Find the early so that you can fix it.
And be preventive, not reactive. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. Again, we're talking about the diabetes is going to be the seminar. So we're going to talk about how it worked with me. We just heard how it worked with Doc. We heard what Doc did for me, and we come right back. I love you, and I love Jesus.
Everyone knows that the Crab Shack on Gandy Boulevard in St. Petersburg is the only place to go for the best seafood in Tampa Bay. The Crab Shack has Tampa Bay's freshest seafood, daily dining specials like the all-you-can-eat fish fry on Mondays, and on Tuesdays it's the all-you-can-eat clam strips and snow crab, and Wednesdays all-you-can-eat shrimp is something you won't want to miss. The Crab Shack welcomes you to a casual, no-frills dining experience. When you order food here, it's prepared especially for you. You may find this will take a little longer, but the reward for your patience is a fine meal cooked to order. Our specialties include steamed blue crabs, smoked mullet, and of course our popular whole fish corvina. So come on out if you haven't already and join us at the Crab Shack restaurant. That's the Crab Shack, right where it's always been. 11400 Gandy Boulevard, St. Petersburg. Check us out online at crabshack.com. The Crab Shack, seafood, Florida style.
Have you lost your get up and go? Are you noticing drier skin and thinning hair? Is your weight going up but your diet the same? Do you feel you could have a thyroid problem but told your test results are normal? For the most comprehensive evaluation available, call Dr. Tracy Linhart today at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center, 727-826-0838. 727-826-0838. Call Dr. Tracy Linhart today.
With the fall and winter season upon us, we suggest having your cooling system checked for maximum protection. The last thing you need is to be stuck stranded at your local community event. Make it a priority to visit your local, loyal, and honest family-friendly neighborhood auto shop, Mahoney Auto Repair. Stop by and see LZ today at 4040 54th Avenue North in St. Pete, or give them a call at 727-527-7773. Mahoney Auto Repair, where Jesus is Lord.
Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Are you ready for this? People get ready. Jesus is coming.
An opportunity. That's what we're talking about. That's what we, as lovers of God and people of faith, have before us right now. An opportunity to shift culture. An opportunity to be the ones to usher in the next great move of God. But what's it going to take? It's going to take us getting at our faces before God and making an appeal to heaven, much like the one our forefathers made that led to the birth of our nation. My name is Tim Bonzalar, founder of the Resonate Movement. I'll be joining Pete O'Shea every Tuesday afternoon at 5:30. Tune in and find out what's happening in the movement to bring a spiritual rebirth to America. For more information on an appeal to heaven, go to my website at resonateheaven.com and click on the ATH link. This is an opportunity we cannot afford to let pass by.
Rising.
everybody. Welcome back. Thanks so much for being here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show. It's right here for you on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS. I'm Pete. I got Tommy with me and Kathy on the board because we're live on remote today at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. Again, right after we come off the air, they're going to do a seminar on diabetes, and you should come and join us. There's still time. If you hustle right now, you can get over here. 1120 Belcher Road South in Largo, right between East Bay and Olmerton, all right? We have a nice crowd of people here, and Doc's going to teach about diabetes, okay? Now, what I wanted to talk to you about, Doc, is how you taught me about it, okay? So, again, to recap, you were coming on every Wednesday, and you kept saying to me, Pete, you know you're not healthy, right? And I kept saying, no, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm good. But I knew I wasn't either. Right, so you came, I went, you finally got me over here. Mostly, again, I'm scared to know what was wrong. Also, you know I don't like needles.
Although you got two of them today,
I've had two of them already. all right, you know, again, I hope there's any justice whatsoever. I got to win some kind of an award, an Emmy or something for this today. You sat me down afterwards. It wasn't the PA. It wasn't somebody else. It was you who went over the blood test results with me and showed me. You said, Pete, you've probably been diabetic 18 months. I said, how do you know that? You said, I'll show you right there. And you showed me exactly where I was. And you said, Pete, you got to put the Big Mac down. I said, how do you know that? She goes, I found special sauce in your blood.
It's called triglycerides.
Yes, there you go. But that's the technical term. That's that medical term for a special sauce. It's triglycerides, okay? It's a fancy medical term. But you showed me all the things that were going along. You said, Pete, you have acute adrenal fatigue. You've been a stand-up comic for 20 years. What a shock. You overused your adrenals for many years. You're always living on adrenaline. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start one by one and start correcting these things. Now, you remember what I said, right? Remember the beginning of it, what I said? This is funny. I said to her, she said, well, do you want to do it?
No, you can.
All right. She said, Pete, if you want to keep living this life the way you're living right now, I suggest you start test driving caskets because you got less than a year to go. And I said, wow. I said, okay, you have my undivided attention. What are we going to do about that? And she said, we're going to change everything. We're going to change everything.
Piece by piece.
Piece by piece. And I said, well, when? And then she started telling me the diet and what was going to be going on. And I said, well, when can I have a big, giant, heaping bowl of pasta with bread and the whole deal? And she said,
not in this lifetime.
Okay. But you taught me how to live right. You taught me, again, how my body functions, how it works in triads, how the different body, or how all the hormones regulate the system, how the thyroid works, how the pancreas works. I had no idea how any of this worked. You sat down because you said to me, this is going to be a partnership. We got to do this together. I'm going to educate you so you know how to function. You know how to live your life right. And I put the Big Mac down, and I found out what a vegetable was, and
even took him to a restaurant and showed him how to order.
No, she didn't show me how to order like I was a four-year-old. She ordered for me. Okay? She literally said, he's going to have this, but he doesn't want that. Put this on the side. Don't give him any of this. Change that for this and do that. And I just sat there going, hi, you guys know I'm still sitting here, right? Okay? But it worked, right? You taught me how to eat right and how to take care of myself.
Exactly. And how much weight have you lost?
It's a little over 100 pounds now.
And wow.
Which is the equivalent of an eighth grader or a supermodel, basically.
Yeah, and his sugar is absolutely normal now.
Yeah, it was 6.7 my A1C when we began this process. Last one we checked, it was 5.2, and that's in about 16 months time. All right, the average doctor says if there's any chance to even come close to reversing diabetes, you're looking at 5 to 7 years. We were able to get it back under the number in 16 months.
Well, we got the numbers looking good.
Yeah,
it's still going to take some time to make sure that it's fully insulin sensitive. Because if you went back to what you were doing, you'd be going almost back to where you were.
Exactly. So, again, I was telling these guys last night. So I had a piece of fish last night, and instead of having potato or rice, I just had two vegetables. And that was, that worked.
Exactly. And, I mean, we play the 80-20 rule with Pete because he can't give up everything. You know, McDonald's, I think, lost their stock when he went away.
They did. If you had stock at McDonald's, it plummeted right after I stopped. Okay? But I like my pizza, and I love them 7-Eleven hot dogs. Don't ask me why. I know they're disgusting, but I love them. Okay? I can't, especially the ones that have been sitting there for like 9 or 10 hours and they're all coagulated and greasy looking. Those are the ones I really like. Okay? But I know, okay, 80-20 rule, that means you're going to have 21 meals in a week, right? So that means 3 or 4 tops, you can be a little bit bad. And then the rest, you're supposed to just stay online. You know, and if you do one bad one, then you got to do a couple, 3, 4 in a row. You got to build it back up again. And I take my supplements. You got me taking fish oil, chromium, potassium, magnesium, a couple other isms. I don't know what else I'm taking. Whatever she says, I just do it at this point. This woman saved my life, so I'm just going to do whatever she says. She told me to dance down there in the street, I would go out and do it. Okay, because you saved my life, Doc.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing, though, some changes. And what we did for Pete was, we gave him back what his body needed to control the sugar. We took some of the stimulus out of it, and changed the diet. But what we did was, you know, gave him back what his body needed to become insulin sensitive again. So the insulin works.
And it's so amazing how now, if I run out of the potassium and the magnesium and I go a day or two without it, I feel it immediately. I feel off immediately because my body now is used to it and back to being right, okay? So I have to stay on top of that always. Again, we went a little longer than I should have this time on the pellets, and I crashed this whole week. I was really tired. I could barely stay up to watch the game, you know, and I knew what it was. You know, and then so I was really excited today that, again, on live radio, that they cut my tushy and did a little procedure on it right on the air.
Well, one of the part about testosterone is almost every male diabetic is low in testosterone. And the reason for it is, you know, the testosterone stimulates insulin sensitivity in the muscle cells. So when they're low, it's the catch, you know, the horse in the cart. You have to fix the testosterone to get the insulin sensitive again. And the insulin resistance lowers the testosterone.
And you were telling me, and I was telling these ladies beforehand, that again, when my A1C was that high at 6'7", and my testosterone was that low at 330, I was really susceptible to a heart attack, wasn't I?
Yeah, testosterone is very, very important in cardiovascular disease for men and women, but especially for men. It's a high risk factor, low testosterone.
So when people say, oh, diabetes can't be reversed, and there's nothing you could do about it, and just keep here, just for the rest of your life, we're going to maintain your life as best we could by just shooting you up with insulin all the time. You and I are both proof of the fact that that's not the case.
Well, the fact of the matter is insulin is really damaging to the cells. So when you have high insulin levels, it causes what we call a lot of oxidative stress. Inflammation. Anybody ever hear of inflammation? Inflammation is the hallmark of all disease.
That was actually my nickname in college.
Yeah. Well, high insulin is the key to cardiovascular disease. So why do you think most diabetics, especially ones on insulin, have really high rates of heart attacks?
Because of the inflammation.
Because of the insulin and the inflammation. It oxidizes LDL, which is part of your cholesterol, and you don't plaque unless you oxidize LDL. So that is one of the number one things that does that to us. So it causes a lot of blocking of the heart, you know, coronary arteries.
So for each patient, you're going to treat them individualized. You're going to sit down with them. I call you guys the detectives, all the doctors here, because you drill down. You will find out what it is. If you've gone to 5 or 6 or 7 doctors and they keep telling you there's nothing wrong with you, you come here, you're not going to give up till you find out what's going on, and then you're going to find the right treatment plan. Like a snowflake, this person's going to get treated this way, another person completely different, even with the same situation.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I mean, some of our patients, they kind of throw us a lot of red herrings sometimes. You know, we think it's one thing, we find out it's another later on. But it's because there's so many layers involved. You know, sometimes with that, you start peeling away the layers and you start finding more and more stuff under there, you know, and it's like you didn't see it before when you were fixing something. So you fix one thing, it's like whack-a-mole. You have to whack the mole and then another one pops up on you.
It's like whack-a-mole?
It's like whack-a-mole sometimes.
Is that you in the office lady like whack-a-mole?
I feel like that sometimes. I'm like, dang, I thought I had that.
Poor Mitch, he's going to get hit with a...
But it is. It's fun, though. When we actually finally do find that, you know, oh my God, the patient turns around and we finally got it. It's like we're high-fiving each other and we're like, you know,
of course
it's
you
like
are.
Awesome. It's the best feeling in the world to have the patient come in and finally say, I finally feel right.
And now we have a whole bunch of people you're going to give the seminar in your big room here now. You do the IVs and seminars in your brand new state-of-the-art 7,000 square foot. This is the realization of your dream. This is the end result of you treating yourself first. This has turned into all this. You're living your divine destiny and you're making a tremendous impact. You saved my life and you did it for a lot of other people as well.
Yeah, it has been. You know, we want to put the dream team together as much as we can here, have this be the place where people can come get well instead of just put that band-aid on everything, you know, and have them walk out of here saying I feel normal again. Eventually.
Yeah, it is a process, and it's a two-way street. Okay, you have all of you have to buy in. You know, it's not something where she's going to do all the work. You got to do your share too. You know, and it's not easy. It's really hard sometimes, okay?
It is really hard. I mean, tell me about it. I love food. I am a foodie like you wouldn't believe. You know, I'm on the seafood diet half the time, which means my husband never sees it because I have it out of the house. You know, we'll go into people's houses and they'll be like, is that real food over there? Because I just, if it's in my house, I will eat it. So
amen.
I have to kind of keep it out of there.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Doc. You saved my life, so appreciate you. And thanks for coming on each week.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing the testosterone implants on me live on the radio and IV and poking me everywhere. I'm like a pink cushion over
anytime here. I'd be happy to put, you know, needles in you.
Would you? You'd be happy about
anytime.
That?
Anytime.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you. Well, guys and girls, that's our show today. Again, we've been live at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. Still time for you to run on over here, 1120 Belcher Road South in Largo. Tomorrow on the show, Kim McCormick is going to come in from the Tampa Tribune. She's going to tell us all about what's going on this weekend in town. Ronnie Pownell from Freedom Cycles will be here. The John Maxwell team is going to be with us as well tomorrow. They got a big leadership event coming up. They're going to tell us all about that. And I think I got a few surprises. I can't tell you what they are yet, but there's also another really big name who I'm in the middle of confirming right now, who may be on the show tomorrow as well. I can't tell you more than that. We had a Christian Music Hall of Famer yesterday, and we may have this guy tomorrow, and we had you today. See, so we got three Hall of Famers in a row. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, I mean this more than you know, more than I can ever properly articulate. I love you. I love Jesus. Thanks so much for joining us today. Stick around. We still got more on WTS. Kathy, thanks so much. Tommy, appreciate you. Everybody have a beautiful and blessed evening. Bye-bye.